Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Howard. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lizcano moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvie juggles the ball. That's an error on Ogilvie. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is one for one in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards the mound. Caldwell catches it and throws to first to double up Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lizcano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvy scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from May and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lizcano hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gates pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gates moves to second. One out. Bill Naorodny pinch hits for Milt May. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Naorodny now catching. Steve Trout now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Moore reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Molitor bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Castro now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor misplays the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Torres moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Naerodny takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lascano hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.